Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And Joe, I guess we should add Pat Riley speaking to the media tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Must see. Oh, Pat. I don't know if it's going to stream or not, but must see.
I don't know,
something.
But old Pat's had a lot of time to think about it.
He's been marinating.
He's had enough time for Cleveland and Boston to both lose two home games to think about it.
All right, place your bets. What does he say about Jimmy Butler? It'll be probably the first question, right?
He's going to probably say, I'm not going to get into specifics, but. I thought, told him we could get him the contract, but had to see you play more games. We weren't totally against it. And goes from there.
He's not going to crush him.
No,
I
don't
saying.
Think he
okay.
will, no. I think he's going to tell his side of the story and
do
and
you
let it go.
Think when he does that, like other players around the league see that and are just not fans of that?
So there's two things on Jimmy Butler. That's a great question.
And I know Jimmy's not part of the group of friends.
No, so let's start with that. Yeah. So Jimmy's a strange dude, and they all know it. Jimmy, this is not the first time Jimmy's had blowups everywhere he's been,
yes.
And he's mad at the world, and he doesn't pay his rent in Miami. All these things go on. So that there is that
I like
part.
I threw that in there.
But also, there is a part that maybe the team is sensitive to today's player of like, I don't want to be treated like they treated Jimmy and have this pressure to I don't know. I can't answer that, man. I don't.
You're around
know.
A lot of these guys. What percentage of players do you think are that new school that just don't respond to that kind of criticism or coaching or whatever?
So I can tell you a little bit about today's player. Today's player wants to get money. They want to win. They want to be someplace where they can win, which is obvious because when they're making money and they're not on a good team, they want out. We've seen that in every sport. So they do want to win. They want to make the money, though, while they're doing it. They don't want to practice hard, which I guess the day of practicing hard, most guys don't want to practice. We play a lot of games. We're playing morning NFL games. And – according to who you are, you can get away with certain coaching, right? But, yeah, the old school coaching you can't, 90-something percent you can't do anymore. You just can't. Can't do it. I don't know. Somebody's telling, well, a lot of guys don't have fathers. They don't grow up with fathers and never had anybody talk to them like that. And it's whatever, man. I'm not a psychologist or. But yeah, there's you're probably right. This probably mentioned to Pat, like, hey Pat, you know, I know you're 80, man, but gotta talk a little different to some of these guys. We can't just sell them on heat culture, because.
Well, how much worse is it going to get? Start in high school, you're going to get paid, right?
Yep.
So you're going to get pampered through college. You're going to play at three or four different colleges, it seems like now.
So he is now, for young guys, that's part of the world, yes. Pat can get away with a lot more than other guys can, because his resume is still, it's strong.
It is, but how many young guys care? That's the other thing, man.
I don't know.
I mean, do guys in their 20s even know who Pat Riley is?
I don't know. I do know at some point in the last few years, Spoelstra went to Pat Riley and told him, we can't practice like that anymore. We got a lot of games. The way this thing's set up, and second of all, they don't want to come in and practice hard. They don't. You better have a lot of days in between if we're going to have a hard practice. You can't do it anymore, Pat. You just can't. I remember when Barkley came out, and Barkley said, man, I can't play for the Miami Heat, not the way they practice. I still remember him saying that. And I was like, yeah, I'm guessing a lot of guys. You see the way some days Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan in that document, they got after it. They were fighting. They were going so hard. Can't do those anymore, man. Maybe an offseason, little ego games that are going on down at the Miami High Gym. That's different. But
guys are looking out for themselves, man.
Hey, man, it's a different world out there right now.
561 asks, what are the odds Pat retires tomorrow? Boy, that'd be a shocker.
I'd say 20%.
Wow, you put it at 20%.
Oh, he's 80 years old.
So you think he just gets up there and just says, you know, I've had a great run, and that's it? I'm going to step aside?
No, I said it's 20% is not very much, but there is, since he is 80,
chance.
There is a chance.
Yeah.
But, Pat, the part that I know of Pat Riley is, like, I'm going to get this friggin' thing turned around. I am not leaving this thing like this. He's told Nick and Mickey, and, like, I will find a way with my guys around here. These guys been with him a long time. They don't have a lot of changes in that organization.
But it's not
years.
A stain on his legacy or anything, man. Like, the guy has nothing left to prove, right? Like, he's done it all.
He likes doing this.
I know.
We thought he was going to go to L.A. and hang out in Malibu with all his buddies and all his fancy car, convertible 1945 cars, and cruise around and check out in the Douglas family and all his neighbors and have fun and maybe do a little consulting work for the Lakers, stop by, go to a few games.
You've seen retirement has not been good to a lot of people.
Yeah. I think Pat's one of those guys. Does Pat look like he's got a lot of hobbies? Does Pat look like he's going out in the Atlantic Ocean fishing in Key West with Ernest Hemingway? No.
You're seeing it with a lot of these sports guys. A lot of these coaches are trying to find their way after they don't do it every day now.
I think life on coaches, these lifers, I think it's hard. They have to stay affiliated with teams. They have to. It's hard to let go, man. I thought Pat was going to let go about 10 years ago. I really did. I thought Pat, late 60s, was saying, because he's made $1 zillion. God bless Pat Riley. Pat Riley, I'm guessing, has made a couple $100 million, right? Pat Riley's made enough money to have a nice-ass pad and all the money for the kids and the grandkids and a beautiful place in Miami on the water, and he enjoys the heck out of his wife. And
someone said Heat fans want Riley gone. I hear it all the time. I don't – that shouldn't speak for Heat fans.
By the way, I'm not going to allow anybody to come in and say that every Heat fan wants Pat Riley gone or every Heat fan wants him.
By the way, I'm torn on this. I am really torn on this right now because it's such a sensitive subject and it's a tough call.
You can't just let him go. You can't fire him.
No.
He's got to go on his own.
Someone said 20% is very high, Jerky.
Well, it can't be 0% at age 80.
You could have gone 5%.
All right, 5%, 8%.
It's tough because, like, I don't know if you can find someone to do a better job. Check Twitter, he says. I don't think Twitter's a representation.
Oh, okay, Twitter's either, just my age group, just all over Twitter, man. That just says it. Twitter speaks. Twitter, like, everybody's Tweety birds and... Pat Riley got to go. You're right, Tweety Bird 6.
No, relax.
You're right, laugh time.
I just don't know that anyone come in and do a better job. To you?
I hope he stands up and says, I ain't going anywhere. I got some things I'm going to do. I'm going to shake this thing up. I've made some mistakes. You got to own some of the mistakes.
So you want to be like DiCaprio and Wolf of Wall Street, I'm not leaving.
Yeah. Hey, Pat. You got to come clean on that last trade. That last trade has not helped the situation either. That Rozier trade, that's you, brother.
Somebody said 20%. Harold must know something. I don't think Harold knows anything.
Harold doesn't know anything.
Harold doesn't know anything.
Pat didn't call me. You know who Pat used to call? He called Mad Dog. He and Mad Dog were good friends. And I had to get everything.
Really?
I had to get everything through Mad Dog. And Mad Dog was tough to. I had to get him half liquored up to say anything about Pat's stories.
This guy says, what are we talking about here? Pat Riley's earned the right to die on the job.
Jeez. Correct. Just about.
That's a legend.
But if you don't, please don't do that. Like Twitter, like people that do the Twitter thing think that that's like 100% of your market and fan base feels the same.
It can
way.
Feel that way though. And you're so like
no, in your world it does.
I know because I'm wrapped up in the Twitter world.
And then I go out there and I hear all the guys that I'm around going, "Hey, what's with these bunch of softies?"
We're on the Twitter world there. Isn't that what OJ used to say? Hello, Twitter world.
Hello, Twitter world. We got to go to break here, man. I guess.
Joe, you push Pat out, then who replaces him? Someone asked. I would assume it would be Nick.
You said this like 20 times now.
Yeah, I know. And you called me some names the first time I said it, and then Ira said it, and then you were like, "Oh, maybe you're on."
Didn't say that. I don't think Nick should be the president.
Okay,
but he could get it. I don't think it's.
The Heat are not likely to just like go out and start interviewing people. I don't think, but
I like to see him get a deep basketball guy.
Yeah, but they're not going to. They always hire from within, don't they? Like, I don't.
Okay, then Eric Spoelstra take the president head coaching job.
You want to do both?
Yeah.
Oh man, you could do like Brad Stevens? Go just take the and bring in a new coach.
Look at man, I don't know what to do. I never thought we're going to have these conversations, to be honest. But this thing's a mess. This thing's a mess. And to be fair, Pat Riley is part of Pat's responsibility. It's not his head coach. His head coach does a pretty damn good job with every – he seems to get as much out of his teams as anybody.
Couple more quickies here. This guy says, I named my son after Pat Riley. Riley can do no wrong in my eyes. Another one says, anyone who wants Pat Riley gone is not a Heat fan. He goes when he wants to. Another one says, I will go to battle with General Pat Riley. Yeah, this is a tough one, man. He's earned the right.
So what are you doing? So what are you saying? You're just going
back
and forth, sucking up to both
sides? No, I would not
sides.
Fire him. I would not. Unless you had a better option.
What's going to be a better option of a guy
that's... That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
And the other thing is, and they don't get enough credit, Pat's got a really good team that has a great reputation around him. He really does. I can hear Nick out there going, damn, I really wanted that job, too. Can't believe
you screwed him out
Joe's
of it.
Joe's blasting me about friggin' being the president. All right, hey, listen.
Someone said Alonzo has been groomed for the next GM. You see Alonzo Mourning doing that?
I could see Alonzo doing that. Okay. Alonzo stayed out of everything. I could see Alonzo Alonzo's with Pat Riley a lot.
They sit right next to each other at the games.
They are together. I don't know anything about Alonzo anymore.
That'd be president, not GM, right? Because Andy's the...
No, exactly.
Yeah. People want Pat Riley gone are the ones that started watching the Heat in 2010. That makes sense, too.
Okay.
That was when LeBron got here, right?
Look, they got a lot to clean up, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say, and I have no idea what he's going to say. I have no idea. What Pat Riley's going to say. Probably won't be as
interesting.
It won't be as good as it was last year, though. Pat, that was beautiful. Calling a guy out for friggin' not playing and talking crap about how you would have beat this guy and that guy if you would have played. And going, you know what? Shut up. You friggin' weren't playing, so don't say anything. Matter of fact, try playing a few more regular season games. Maybe I'll give you a new contract, jerky.
I know we're late here, but someone said if the Heat are a mess, the Dolphins are a train wreck. Do you think the Heat are a mess right now?
Yes.
Would you use that word?
Yes. Okay. but not in the whole, not in, not even.
They're close. Not dysfunctional.
Well, not even.
Although
close.
This season was,
they're not even close to what's going on with the Miami Dolphins, and
no.
Nobody's ever said that.
No.
You don't hear that too much around town.
And if the Maple Leafs win the Stanley Cup, then the Dolphins might have the record all to themselves.
All right, hey, listen, we got to go to break here. And Woody, you keep reading all your Twitter buddies over there what they're saying about getting rid of Pat, make it 100%. Everybody wants Pat Riley gone. Not me. Hey, I'll tell you what, Michael Krotsky at Choice Mortgage, man. Love talking about that guy. Hey, so you're trying to get a mortgage, man. You found a place, but you're a first-time homebuyer. You're going through this, and you always lose out. And, well, Michael Krotsky is going to help you speed that process up because first-time homebuyers, he's got a program that is fantastic for you. Still get the low rates and get you approved quickly so you can jump into the party and have a chance to get that beautiful home you've always wanted to get. Fixed rates are in the five, self-employed, you've been declined by the banks. Michael Kotze's got a special program for you too, man. Don't give up. Don't give up when things get a little tough for you, man, and you keep hearing no, because that's not what Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage is all about. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, saying a lot of nice things about my guy. So they're going, well, why would I go to Michael Kotze instead of one of the banks? And I go, well, let me start with, he can get you approved and get your deal done about half the time. Let's be honest. A little urgency to get it done. Second of all, he does it all, and he works 7 days a week. Can you get a hold of your banker on sixth or seventh day? Probably not. My guy's always working. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage truly has no life. He is always working. 7 days a week, you can get a hold of him. A lot of real estate deals are done on a weekend. A lot of handshaking. Call or text him. 561-441-2730. Get the process started. 35 years of experience. A reverse mortgage, super popular with the folks in my age. And you got a lot of equity in that home. You could really use it right now. Michael Kotze can get that one done. That's one of the many specialties he has. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get back to the show here, we are giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium June 8th. To enter, text the word Hollywood to 20357. That's Hollywood to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Messages and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. This is a Live Nation show. I did not come up with the code word there, Joe, but I like it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Hey, Friday night, tomorrow night, got a big party.
Yes, we do. Plantation Tabacone at Plantation Walk is the location.
Nice little area over there. Really nice.
And we have updated news to provide to you here this morning that we will have an inflatable screen, like one of those giant screens. And
great.
We're going to have a projector
so
for all of our Panther fans.
If you don't have tickets to Game 3, come on out. We're not that far away. Come on out, have a drink, watch the game with us. Talk. We'll have all the QAM team out there, and it should be a fun time for everybody. Love to meet you, man. Come on out by yourself, with your wife, with your girlfriend, just come on out. You don't have to drink either, by the way. You don't have to have a drink. By the way, man, we got something else to get to. I love talking about this place. It truly is unbelievable. It's a brand new restaurant. It's been open for a few months, but it is sensational. Catch and Cut in Los Olas. Chef Andre joins us this morning, the man behind the scenes doing all the work. Chef, good morning, and how are you, man?
Hey, good morning. Hey, let's not talk about anything from Boston today.
Oh, boy. I was going to ask
you. Rough.
Hey, Chef, I didn't know to feel worse for you or Cleveland because they're in the same boat. They're the number one seed, and they haven't won a home game, and now Boston has dropped two. By the way, your number one guy, nobody's played well, by the way, but you look at Jason Tatum, 7-for-23, 5-for-19. Don't be afraid to be one of the best players in the game that everybody tells you you are. Be nice to see you. They've just been terrible late in these games.
Yeah, I can only imagine what talk radio is like up in New England today.
Yeah. Oh, no, it'd be brutal. You guys aren't as used to it as we are down here. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here besides the restaurant has just been fantastic. You got Mother's Day coming up here, right? Sunday?
Yeah, Mother's Day. We're looking really, really strong for Mother's Day. We're excited. You know, each month right now is new for us, so we're kind of excited to see what happens month by month with us. And we're looking really strong for Mother's Day. We do have Friday Power Lunch. This is our third Power Lunch up and coming, and we're really excited for that and working on some really great promotions for the summer. And it's fun. We're having a great time. The management team there is fantastic. We're having a lot of fun with this restaurant. But I do got to talk to you about that moped guy. Oh. I know he's not there today. He showed up again the other day. You got to tell me how to work with him. I got to get figured this guy out.
Oh, no. Hey, I've been with him since I was right out of college, and you can't do it. You just got to let him kind of roll there, man. By the way, he's always, if you're in the Los Olas area, he's the oversized guy at 6'7", 6'8", that's on a small moped and got that stupid helmet on his head. But it's very funny. Is he a pain in the ass? Does he come around
no,
the
let
restaurant
me tell you,
a lot? Honestly.
You know, I've known Kim for a long time, but now being part of this, I've got to know him pretty well. And I tell you what I truly love about him, his stories. He's got the best stories. And the way he tells them, great. The best. And he brings up a lot of past history and just, you know, stories that you don't ever hear about.
Right.
And from city to city. And it's just, no, he's truly, truly a joy to have in the restaurant. I'm very proud to be part of that.
If you could handpick a couple of guys to go drinking with at night and somebody's got to stand up and tell stories while you're eating dinner, you put Bo, as long as you don't get offended and you're up for fun, his stories, he'll have you crying because he acts them out while he's telling them. So he's fantastic. Yeah, he's by himself. Hey, Chef, so I got to ask you, man, when I say Catch and Cut, the name of the restaurant, what's it been mostly like at this point? The steaks have been so good, but I also got people telling me your seafood is also the sea bass and everything's been fantastic.
You know, our goal is to be a really upscale neighborhood restaurant and have something for everybody. Our menu is very simple. It's very approachable. We execute it really well. You know, dining is just a small part of it. You know, the whole we're trying to capturize the whole picture of what it means to be a great restaurant. And, you know, some of that is bringing that old school hospitality back to what restaurants have been missing for a long time.
Yeah. Well, listen, nobody gets more compliments on their waiters and waitresses. That group you brought, some of them you brought, I know, from Joe Stonecrab with you, but you talk about fantastic. Who's that one guy we talk about all the time, the guy that listens to us right now? He's listening right now. What's that guy's name?
Yeah, Gene the Dream.
Gene the Dream.
I said, he's been with me for a long time. He says, I tell you, like I said last week, by the time you leave, he's got you eating on the palm of your hand. He does a great job. Great job.
He is. He is awesome, man. Hey, listen, you got great people. So if you haven't been there and you're looking for a great experience, Los Olas got some great restaurants, but I need to tell you what, man, Chef, that restaurant of yours, Catch and Cut, does not take a back seat to anyone. Everybody's been raving about it. You got valet parking in the front there. And I may have to call you for Mother's Day. Is it too late or am I still all right?
Just give me a call. Call me on the bat phone.
All right. Chef, it's been great having you, man. Keep it going. It's been great. I love the team. Got a great team together. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good week, guys.
Chef Andre joining us this morning to talk a little bit about the restaurant. Hey, we got more stuff to get to. Bryant McKinney, former Canes and Dolphins tackle. I got a lot to talk to him about. He's got a great event coming up. We'll have that for you when we come back.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, got a special guest. Haven't seen him for a while. Bryant McKinney, former Canes left tackle, former first-round pick, longtime career in the NFL, and he joins us as he gets ready for Mental Health Awareness Month going on right now. He's got an event we're going to tell you all about it. Bryant, good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. And you forgot to mention being inducted to the Ring of Honor in October.
Yeah, that's right. No, hey, listen, we're gonna get to yeah, I got you. Hey, yeah, so I got to ask you, man. I was there to watch up close that 2001. I believe that was the greatest team I've ever seen. It wasn't just you guys playing; it was all those freshmen that were hanging around at that point that were going to be the future. I think there's like 17, 18 first round picks that were on that team. For you, you've seen them all and a lot of them through the years. Was there ever a better team than that Rose Bowl team that beat Nebraska?
When I look back at it, I don't think so. At the time, you know, you're just playing and you're just kind of in the moment. But then when you look back at everybody's career and how well they've done, and I will say definitely the young guys that were behind us, they were so eager to play and compete with us every day at practice to try to take our position. And that was a similar attitude we had when I came in with Clinton Portis and everyone else. We were trying to get on the field as soon as possible and trying to take positions. I feel like having the attitude kind of pushed everybody to become better because you had to play at a higher level or you get your position taken.
So I'm glad you said that, old school, because you just sounded old school when you said that, competing and not giving up. You know where I'm going. So today's guys,
with the NIL and leaving and going to different schools and all this transferring.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
What's it been like you? I'm an old guy. It's really hard to watch guys like go, letting look, oh, so now you got four guys in my position. I'm out. I'm going somewhere else. And What's it been like for you to try to get used to that, knowing that's not the Canes way? It used to be, I'm going to compete till I'm good enough to play, and I'll wait a year if I have to.
I had to wait a year. You know, when I came in, you had Robert Hall, who was ahead of me, and he was in his fifth year about to head out, and they, you know, convinced me to just wait and then give me an extra year of learning the system and everything, and I just had patience, you know, and then they gave me extra time to, you know, sharpen my craft where, you know, everybody's kind of like, well, I have to play now. I need to play now. Like, nobody really wants to wait like that anymore. But, I mean, it helped me out, so.
Well, I was just thinking, like, do you ever think about when you left to go to UM, what money you'd be worth right now as a big starting left tackle potentially?
I wonder, like, with our team in general, like the team overall, because you had Ed Reed. You had, like, a lot of different.
Well, we couldn't afford that whole team. That whole team, you would have had to say, hey, we're way over the budget, man. There's no way you could have paid for everybody on that team on both sides. You're right.
But you know what's crazy is at the time, you know, everybody wasn't five-star players either. So it's like people kind of would have been there and kind of earned their.
Good point.
You know,
yeah, you would have had to earn it. Yeah. That's a great one. Hey, I know we got limited time, so I want to get in the Vikings. Believe in Vikings. I know you've been involved in that podcast, Vikings podcast, for a while. So what was it like being around our former coach, Brian Flores, who did such a great job as defensive coordinator?
Did we overlap time? I'm trying to think. I don't know if I coached.
Oh, you don't know if you were you around? I didn't know if you had a chance to meet him, but I was wondering what you thought
No, I don't think I did.
What did you think of the Vikings defense? Was pretty damn good last year. It's like part of where I wanted to get
defense,
to.
I definitely think the defense did step up last year, and I mean they had a great season. It's just I'm just sad that they lost in the first round, but overall, like their regular season record was a very good record. And I think it was a little unexpected because I do the podcast and, you know, we normally predict the record and none of us would have predicted that. But we were definitely happy every Monday when we got on and discussed, you know, the turnout of the game.
Yeah. Hey, so now Sam Darnold's gone. J.J. McCarthy takes over. You know what you get with Sam? J.J. hasn't played. Are people concerned or you think he steps in and they don't miss a beat?
Well, he hasn't played on this level yet, so I think there will be some, trials and error there. But I feel like they should definitely get a veteran quarterback to kind of at least let him be there to kind of coach J.J., you know, from the sidelines and, you know, give him somebody who can kind of talk to a little bit too, because right now I don't think they filled that void yet.
Hey, Brian, I got a little scouting report on you, so you're going to have to stay with me on this. I heard for a while that Brian McKinney was playing tennis with Brent Grimes. Are you're not still playing because he got real good? I saw his game and he got real good. That's an athletic cat. Are you still playing with him?
I try to connect with him, but I haven't connected with him in a few months. I actually played last night, but I see him from the start when he couldn't play to all of a sudden I've seen him again. I'm like, what in the world just happened? But definitely extremely athletic, can get to every ball, and he's picked up that sport so
fast.
Quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, are you pretty good for a big guy or not? Like,
I definitely am. I think a lot of people probably underestimate me, my playing ability and me moving around the court. So I think mentally they'll go in and feel like, oh, I just have to do this and then be surprised when I get to things. And
I'd love to get you out there, Brian. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm just thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to Love to play with you because now the scouting.
Hey, we come report. On air and talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, no, I'll come. I mean, I will. But I mean, if it's an ass whooping, and I whoop your ass, I'll talk about it. But if you take me down, I probably won't as much. Yeah, I'll probably let that go. Not the same. Hey, let's get to this third annual mental health awareness event that you have May 22nd, 7 o'clock. Man, I got to tell you, the mental health, not only mental health month that we're going through right now, but I think just about everybody now realizes if you don't have it, somebody in your family has it. It is part of life now.
Family,
for everybody.
Coworker, friend, somebody definitely is experiencing it. And a lot of times they're experiencing it alone. They feel like they're the only one going through it. And suffering silence is what they say. But, yes, definitely Thursday, May 22nd at Dare Nightclub inside the Hard Rock. You have to be 21 and older to enter. I have a great panel of a couple of therapists, life coaches. I even have former NFL player Tommy Harris. I have Sabrina Greenlee, the mother of DeAndre Hopkins' mom. She'll be there to tell her story. I have two rappers on the panel, Silk the Shocker and Trina. I have an actress named Lisa Ray. I have fitness enthusiast Sean T on the panel. I have a lot of great people that's on this panel this year, and everybody's going to open up and tell their story. It's like a fireside type of chat where the audience is also able to ask questions and say things that they need to say as well. It raises money for my B Major Foundation, which I do like three different events in the community. I do a back-to-school drive. I do something called Operation Turkey, where I give back 2,000 meals on Thanksgiving Day, and I do a toy drive for the community as well. So this is my one fundraiser of the year where and also have to pay for the venue and fly everybody in for this event. So this is this is my one venue of the year where I try to raise funds for being able to pour back into the community.
Man, I think it's great. Brian, I tell you what, man, we don't get to hear a lot of that stuff. So the fact that you're doing this stuff, again, $100 general admission. People can just show up that night.
And it comes with food and drinks. So food and drinks are available for free. $100 admission and yeah, great conversation.
Yeah, well, listen, that conversation with that panel, man, people love to hear, you know, so you're not alone, like you said, and what people have gone through, the silent assassin of depression and everything else that goes with anxiety and the whole family of different things that end up happening to so many people. We see it more in sports now, by the way. Brian, I never thought. I mean, we got full-time people working with the teams now.
I feel like it's always been there in sports, but it's being discussed more. People are feeling a little more comfortable communicating and discussing it a little bit more.
So you know, one of the big things in sports, I'm so glad because we've been talking about this a little bit, is so we see a lot of guys that are high picks, high expectations come in, and all of a sudden they're not having success for the first time in their life. And it's called going into depression, and you know people are saying things about you all of a sudden, and you're not used to that. And a lot of guys fold, man. A lot of guys end up not working out in this game, right? You see a lot of that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a lot of pressure from, you know, the team, then your family. Now your family's looking at you for you to be able to take care of them. It's a lot of pressure from different areas. And then you do have social media where people can comment and say things and you can see it directly. So that may affect, like, your self-esteem or mental. And it can probably cause some people to go into a shell, and then some other people, they can use that as motivation. So it just depends on your mindset.
Brian, it's great stuff, man. I really appreciate you coming on, and we'll pump that up. General admission, $100, May 22nd, 7 p.m. at Hard Rock. Plan on going out there. All-star lineup of host and panelists. You'll know a lot of the names, and of course, Brian McKinney giving back here in South Florida.
They can go online too and purchase their tickets at my website, brianmckinney.com. And you can go on there. You can either purchase tickets or even make a donation.
Okay, that's even better. Hey, Brian, thank you, man. It's good talking to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Brian McKinney, former Cane. Talk a little bit about his charity event coming up here right around the corner. Busy, busy time right now. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on at Hard Rock. It never stops. Hey, we got more stuff. Jeff Rimmer going to join us. Former voice of the Florida Panthers. Rim was so good, man. I said, Rim, we got to talk a little bit about that game two last night. So he's going to join us. By the way, Panthers back home tomorrow night, game three at Amaran Bank, Jerry's house. And then again on Sunday. So got a chance to win these two games. And even to back up is obviously the goal right now. And they are in a dog fight. Hey, I do want to tell you about the doctors that are traveling with the Panthers right now. Baptist Health South Florida, of course. And you know why? Well, they're taking care of a lot of our pro teams. Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. They take care of FIU, FAU. They got a lot of teams, and they got a great team. Now, how do you become one of the top sports medicine programs in the country? It's a great question. I always like, well, how do you get ranked to where people say that? Well, how about you go out and you get an all-star team of specialists for every part of the body? Anything that can be injured in sports, we got you covered. Any kind of knee problem you've had, not a problem. They've got great knee doctors. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialist, back specialist, hip and knee replacement, Achilles doctors. That's all they do, man. That's all they do. Team doctors call them, and they're off and running as a team at Baptist Health South Florida with great facilities. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility in 595 and Pine Island Implantation. The next time you get injured, let's be honest. Whether it's a team sport or independent sport, if you're competitive, no matter what age you are, you know one thing's going to happen for sure. Injury. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho for great results.